A doctor that I know, a psychologist, career in mental health professional, 45 years, I think she has put in, one of the smartest people I've ever met. And she says when dealing with the opioid epidemic, it's different than dealing with alcoholics or those with gambling addictions or pick your poison, right? She said the problem when you get to things like heroin and opioids, they don't want to be cured. In fact, she says, I can save alcoholics, if you will. And I'm paraphrasing. And I can help those that have gambling addictions. I can help those that have, you know, eating disorders. But for those that are hooked up on heroin and hardcore opioids, I can't help them. I've lost everyone. Everyone has overdosed and died. Everyone. And that's just frightening to me. And I bring that to your attention because the opioid epidemic is destructive from Wall Street to the back roads of America and every place in between. Forgotten America has a big problem with opioids. These little towns with dirt roads and nothing much going on. And then you get Mexican black tar heroin brought in, and the next thing you know, people are overdosing and dying. And the Michigan State Police found a dehydrated six-month-old baby in the same motel room with both of her dead parents. This happened on Friday, just going into the holiday weekend. Autopsies were performed over the weekend on both of the parents. The cause of death not immediately known, but drug paraphernalia in the room, it appears to be an overdose. Take about 30 days to find out, but here's this infant in the room. 3.5 days have gone by. The infant is alive, terribly dehydrated, survives the ordeal, but my God, people. When you think putting a needle in your arm is the answer and a good idea to get high, it's possible maybe you've gone a bit too far. Word to the wise, all right? Shifting gears now, 3 forecast modelers predicting Trump will win in 2020. 3 forecast modelers predicting Trump will win in 2020. That coming from Axios. So different modelers saying because of the way the campaign is shaking out, Trump is the odds-on favorite to win. I've been telling you that for a very long time. I've been telling you that since just after he was inaugurated, because with all the anti-Trump venom out there and the never-Trump crowd and the Ilhan Omars and the AOCs and the Bernie Sanders and all the piling on of Trump and all the anger pointed toward him doesn't mean a lot. The economy is doing great. People reflect on the economy. They know they're doing well at home. I talked to people over the weekend that said, I'm with Trump, never changed, still with him, not going to change. Meanwhile, you've got the big controversy now because for the first time in American history, you've got the national news media saying, we don't want to know anything that went on inside the government's secret halls and the secret intelligence agencies. Really? And this, of course, occurred after Donald Trump said, let's declassify all of this information, millions of documents, when it comes to the origins and the genesis of the Russian investigation. Let's look at that. Let's declassify it. Let the American people see what's there. And he authorized Attorney General William Barr to go through and declassify all of it. And the journalists, these national journalists, well, that's outrageous. That's dangerous. Of course, they're echoing the talking points of their friends in the Democrat Party because these handmaidens of the media, that's what they do. They carry the water. And they regurgitate the talking points. But not all of the folks are buying into it. In fact, on Sunday, Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney opened up with both barrels on those behind the entirely discredited investigation into the Trump campaign. In fact, the daughter of former Vice President Dick Cheney says some of those involved may, in fact, have committed treason. Liz Cheney uses the word treason to describe some of these folks. You have to hear it. It's bite number one. Go.
I think what is really crucially important to remember here is that you had Strzok and Page, who were in charge of launching this investigation, and they were saying things like, we must stop this president. We need an insurance policy against this president. That, in my view, when you have people that are in the highest echelons of the law enforcement of this nation saying things like that, that sounds an awful lot like a coup, and it could well be treason. And I think that we need to know more. We need to know what was Jim Comey's role in all of this. These people reported to him. Andy McCabe reported to him. What was Comey's role in that? And that is what the attorney general is going to be focused on.
It looks to me like Martha Raddatz is about to burst into tears again. She's the same Martha Raddatz that on ABC News coverage of the election of 2016 basically got all emotional and teared up. What are we going to tell people? That we had an election and your candidate didn't win. That's what I would tell people, Martha. I'd just say, my candidate, your candidate. Your candidate didn't win, Martha, and she's still all upset. Again, she's among that group of journalists that for the first time ever have no interest whatsoever to know what went on at the CIA or the DNI or the FBI. None of it. They want to know none of it about any of it. It's weird. The idea that knowing the truth is somehow dangerous is absurd, and Liz Cheney nailed that. It's bite number two. Go.
Do you worry that sources and methods might be revealed? Do you have any problems with him saying declassify this intelligence, even though he won't give the Mueller report, an unredacted Mueller report, to Congress?
Look, first of all, the Mueller report has been delivered to Congress, every single piece of it that could be within the law. The amount that's been redacted that's available for key officials in Congress to see, the amount that's been redacted is something like less than 2%. So it has been turned over. Secondly, I have complete confidence in Attorney General Barr in terms of this decision that he's going to make. And thirdly, as I said before, he has to have the ability to look at what happened. Think about what happened. Think about the fact that we had people that are at the highest levels of our law enforcement in this nation saying that they were going to stop a duly elected president of the United States, saying they needed an insurance policy against him. That is something that simply cannot happen. We have to have confidence in our law enforcement, and the attorney general has got to get to the bottom of what happened, how it was that those people were allowed to misuse and abuse their power that way.
She is absolutely spot on accurate. She nailed it. Isn't it interesting, though, that Martha Raddatz, there she is, carrying the water. Well, he's refused to release the Mueller report. Come on. That's a bogus narrative. Two sentences, five partial sentences. That's the entire redaction of the entire 448-page report. It is Tuesday. It is the Steve Gruber Show. Thank you for being here. We'll be right back.